What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Outside the Litter Box. Today, we're going to be talking about a lifestyle topic that I can't believe has taken me this long to talk about on here, because this specific topic is something that I have believed in doing. Like, it's kind of like my motto in life, you know, when it comes to career and work ethic, and all that jazz. I don't know, like, it's always been something I've believed in. And it's part of my daily mindset when it comes to working and having a job and stuff. And that topic for today, topic of discussion, is how important it is to play hard if you also know how to work hard. So yeah, basically this episode today is going to be talking about that, and also kind of touching upon, you know, the subtopics of burnout and self-care and balancing work and play and balancing life and work, and how all in all intertwined, you know. By the end of the episode, you can kind of really see, like, how important it is, like, how important play is to any ounce of work that you do. Because at the end of the day, work is work, career is career. The things that we work hard towards is what, you know, evidently pushes us to, you know, pushes us, challenges us to sharpen our skill set, to get things done by a deadline, you know, and really showcases our strengths and abilities and skills and our talents and all that. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty of what hard work entails, especially when it comes to work ethic, right? And especially when it comes to maintaining a type of work ethic that never burns out, at the end of the day, it's not just working harder, but it's also working smarter. And when that comes into the picture, you know, that mindset of working smarter, then the concept of play comes into the picture. That sometimes being a little too frugal with your money could actually lead you into this scarcity mindset that could evidently leave you feeling so much anxiety when it comes to spending money, that it could eventually affect your ways of even making money in general, or making more money on top of that, right? Because when you really, really think about what is behind some of the, like, a really great mindset when it comes to financial abundance and prosperity, it has a lot of enthusiasm in it. It has a lot of great energy, positive energy, energy that is motivated to make that money. And at the end of the day, you know, to have that type of mindset, and most importantly, to maintain that type of mindset, right? I've always believed that you kind of also need to know how to maintain positivity and joy and just things to look forward to when it comes to the money that you're making. And that's where the concept of spending comes in. And I don't mean excessive spending, not at all. I'm talking about mindful spending, intentional spending, spending on purpose, where, you know, even though it just cost you $500, or even $100, you know, lower than that, whatever, or even maybe a little bit higher than that, whatever the price tag is, if, you know, when it comes to intentional spending, if that product, if that service, if that experience is an investment in your mental and emotional or physical well-being, then that money is going to be very well spent, and eventually that money that you spent will eventually come back to you in monetary value, or more monetary value, or basically it'll contribute to a healthier mind or a healthier body, which evidently at the end of the day, which is what you also need to continue and to maintain a certain type of work ethic that gets you to make that money, or gets you to make more money. So yeah, that is what the episode is about today, and we're going to be talking about play. How, if you know how to play as much as you know how to work hard, the mental and emotional benefits of play, of the play that you do, has a way of maintaining motivation. It has a way of maintaining optimism and enthusiasm for the job that you are doing, the career path that you are in. And physically, it has those benefits of protecting your body from consistent physical burnouts that would evidently hinder you and, you know, slow you down from making more money, or making, you know, or maintaining that amount of money that you make. So yeah, this is going to be a really fun episode to record, because we're going to be talking about different types of play, right? Travel. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about some retail therapy, aka shopping. We're going to be talking about different types of, like, wellness retreats or services, like a nice gym that you've always been interested in joining, or a really, like, catered/premium fitness class that you've always wanted to take part in. We're going to be talking about events. We're going to be talking about concerts and shows, and just the really amazing, exciting stuff that exists in the world today. And then we're also going to be talking about how the concept of play can come in different, you know, shapes and forms, because, you know, realistically, not everybody can regularly go on a trip. You know, not everybody can regularly pay more than $100 a month for a really fancy gym. that has like those extra amenities and stuff. So we're gonna be touching up on that as well, meaning like if you're in that position, you know how like small little treats to yourself, like a favorite chocolate bar or shopping for a really small thing, or catching a sale, you know, 50% off sale, so and then splurging on that. So yeah, a super fun episode for today. Okay, let's get at it. So basically, you know, another added context to the episode when it comes to play, because it is as important as working hard and work ethic in general. And again, we're gonna be talking about spending, but not in a way that you think. We're gonna be talking about mindful and intentional spending. These are purchases that you make that are investments to your mind, your body, or your emotional well-being. And they can come in all shapes and forms and circumstance and intentions. Because, like, honestly, at the end of the day, right, every single one of us who, like, every single one of y'all who is listening right now has a job, right? Or if you're unemployed for now, that, you know, you've had a job in the past, which you can stem reference from as well. And y'all know, at the end of the day, a job makes you the money, which is great because you can pay your bills, you can spend it on a little extra that you want for yourself, you know, etc. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty, a job, whatever it is always has a way. If you're not paying attention, it always has a way of leading to burnout because of either the demand or the position you're in, or just economy, or just how the company works, right? Whatever job you're in right now, or whatever job you've had, I'm sure all of y'all can agree that, you know, we all share that feeling of by the end of the week, or literally when Monday comes around, we don't want to go in. We don't want to be at our job. We don't want to work because we feel burnt out. We feel tired. We feel like our bodies feel like they just want to, like, rot in bed or just stay in bed the whole day because it needs to recharge. Well, that's where play comes in, right? That's where play comes in because when you know how to play hard as much as work hard, your levels of enthusiasm are maintained. Your levels of motivation are maintained for that job. I mean, not completely, because the essence of a job will always have that tendency to overwork us, right? So I'm not saying this will completely diminish that feeling of burnout, but it will lessen it, and we'll take that over nothing. So yeah. Right? Like, for example, if you work in a high-stress job, whether it's you work in retail, or you are in management, or if you are in corporate, right? It's stressful. And it seems like the stress is there 24/7 hours of the day because, you know, when you're done your shift, you're still kind of overstimulated by what went on during the day and the fact that you gotta go back tomorrow. What playing hard does is it transitions your mind. Well, no, it shifts your mind to entertain a different thought when it comes to the job that you do. So instead of, like, obviously you feel tired, obviously you're feeling burnt out, you know, those initial responses, physical and mental or even emotional, you'll have those. But if you're also in that mindset of play, right? Let's say it's the middle of the week, it's Wednesday. You have two more days to go until it's the weekend. And with play, initially you may be dreading to go back to your office, to your store for, you know, another 2 days until the weekend because you're just so freaking tired, right? But what play does is it motivates you to just finish the week off because you're saving up for a trip. You have a specific a number that you want to reach to buy a new bag, or take your parents out to a new restaurant, you know, or two more days to finish off your bi-weekly payment amount just enough so you can snatch those concert tickets. Versus if you're just working for... Okay, I gotta be careful with my words here because I don't want to demean anyone who... I don't want to demean anyone who's in that position where you receive your paychecks, but unfortunately you have, you know, only a little bit left. So much so that, you know, you can't really get those concert tickets or you can't really save up for that trip, you know? But I'm just trying to say, versus like the concept of just slaving away at work without any reward. And I'm going to touch on the, you know, smaller scale rewards that can still have a really beneficial impact on you, regardless if it isn't a trip or it isn't a concert, right? Like, I'm gonna touch on that. I'm gonna touch on that towards the end, but yeah, basically, you always get my gist, right? It's like I'm comparing like an enthusiastic work ethic that's so positive, so joyful, so motivating that, you know, they find ways to that you find ways to, like, you know how to maintain that mindset because it's so full of just really, like, good things that you're thinking about, which evidently gives you this, like, energy to put in that work or put in a little bit more work without necessarily feeling completely burnt out, versus if it's just, you know, the complete opposite. where you're earning, and you have enough to take care of responsibilities, but, you know, you're not planning a trip, or you're not treating yourself to a small candy bar that you really like to treat yourself to, which only costs like $2-3. And I've been there before, where it's just working, paying bills, and no time to treat myself, no time to, you know, treat myself to a small little shopping trip or save up for some show or some concert I want to go to. And it has a way of like really like it has a way of affecting you mentally, right? Because you're just working the day away, and like obviously you're probably resting, right? Because that's what we all want to do after work. We just either want to sit in front of the TV on the couch, or literally just take a fat nap and wake up 2 hours later. But those days are without play in mind. And because I've been there before, you know, whenever I had those work weeks, those work moments, work years, when I did not have play in mind, I would start to feel like my job was a chore. I would start to feel like going to work was like going to prison. And I would start to have this like kind of attitude, this mindset, this like really negative mindset every time I clocked into my shift, that, oh, like every day is the same, you know, nothing different goes on, basically like zero enthusiasm for the job every time I started my shift, versus play, right? The minute I started to really incorporate that into my work weeks, I started to really gain more motivation, regardless of the work that I was doing. Even if I really wasn't passionate about it, you know, the fact that I was saving up for a trip really like pushed me to get the day done. The fact that I was saving up for a concert, or, you know, there was a new bag or an outfit or a dress or whatever I really wanted to buy, you know, pushed me a little bit more to maybe have a better attitude when going into work. Because again, play has a way of really instilling, or I don't know if that's the word, just play has a way of putting more joy in your mind. You know, joy, positivity, enthusiasm, excitement. So when it comes to travel, especially if you're able to, you know, if you have some extra cash from your paycheck regularly, why not book a trip, right? Especially if it's just like a small little road trip, so you can save some money, or if you want to go all out because you can, you know, then why the heck not? Go big or go home, right? Travel is honestly one of the best investments for your mind, your emotional well-being, and even your body, for goodness sakes. It is one of the best investments that you can ever make in your life. And if you are able to save up for a trip, please, please do. Because not only will it, you know, like I was saying before, not only will it get you more motivated at work to save up for that really either extravagant trip or, you know, a road trip ahead. But travel in itself is such a treat. It's such a treat to experience in life because, I don't know, there's something about travel, guys. There's something about travel that really inserts, that's really, really healing to experience and to have wherever you go, even if it's just a staycation. You know, just the fact that you are giving yourself permission, you are allowing yourself to shut your mind off for a day, for a few days, for 2 weeks, for a month. Oh my god, for a month. What a treat. Just the fact that you're doing that, you know, and for educational purposes too, it's absolutely wonderful, especially if you're going abroad and you're learning about other people's cultures and how they live, what they think, what they talk about, what they're interested in. Travel is one of the best, again, like I said, it's one of the best purchases you'll ever make in your life and one of the best investments that you can ever make for yourself. And at the end of the day, it's really fun too. You know, wherever you go to travel, it's really, really fun, whatever you're doing, to just be in, just to be somewhere, you know, than your somewhere familiar, right? And that type, you know, of experience for your body and your mind to go through, just fun in general, somewhere where you're not where you usually aren't, again, it's going to contribute, it's going to increase your levels of joy, motivation, enthusiasm, positivity, you know, etc. And not only prior to the trip that you book, you know, not only in the office, not only where you work at the store, but, you know, during the trip, obviously, you're going to have a lot of fun. And then even after the trip, you know, when you go back to work, even though, you know, every time all of us come back from a trip, we really don't feel like going to work. It'll give you this kind of, I don't know, your energy like changes in a way, you know, once you go on that trip and then the minute you're back from work, regardless of how you feel, you know, because that trip was so good, you're probably gonna, you know, act, you're gonna have a different energy at the office or the store or wherever you work because you took that trip. And then you've got retail therapy, shopping, right? And then you've got things like concerts, and you've got things like splurging on a fancy gym membership or a really nice fitness class that you've been wanting to join, right? All of these things have a way of really making you feel like the work that you do and the job that you have is worth having and is worth continuing to make strides in, you know, and worth the effort, worth waking up early in the morning for, or worth putting overtime, or sorry, worth putting in overtime for. Yes. Okay, there you go. Because at the end of the day, these things give you the most pleasure, right? And at the end of the day, as much as it is logical and practical to work hard and continue to work hard in the careers that we have or in the jobs and positions that we have, it's also as important to really include and to never really to not forget that, you know, the essence of fun, the essence of looking forward to something, the essence of play is so integral to that motivation, that enthusiasm. You know, especially if the concert that you want to save up for is one of your favorite artists of all time. Especially if some of that retail therapy includes buying a really cute bag, you know, or restocking some Sephora makeup products that you're running out of, or just honestly, like, treating yourself to a new top, a new dress, or even some new perfume or cologne, right? This concept takes, like, slowly lessens that feeling of, like, burnout and quote-unquote slaving the day away at work, and really, really contributes to that feeling of not only, like, purpose for the work that you do, but also, like, provision, right? Of providing for not only others, but, like, yourself, because you also matter, you know, at the end of the day when it comes to work. You know, you're not meant to have a job just to pay bills. You are meant to have a job, pay your bills, and, you know, and have those opportunities, that access to the things that you want, because of the money that you earn. So, last part of this episode, we're going to be talking about those little treats that you can give yourself on a smaller scale. You know, not everybody has the privilege to save up for a trip, to save up for a concert, to splurge on a $100+ bill at a fancy restaurant. But it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, if you're in a circumstance like that, in a situation like that, it doesn't mean that you also, you know, can't participate in playing hard, because we all know that you work hard as much. We all know that you too deserve a treat. We all know that you also deserve to treat yourself, you know, and experience that dopamine, that high, that reward for the work that you do, the work that you put in, because my goodness, work is work. And at the end of the day, work should always come with a reward, no matter how big or how small. So some of the smaller traits that have as much impact, that could have as much impact on our mental and emotional well-being, and, you know, has a similar way of motivating and really inserting that joy, that enthusiasm for the jobs that we do, is, I think I've said like moments within the episode of literally just like buying your favorite chocolate bar from the convenience store, or treating yourself to a nice donut from Tim Hortons, or wherever you are in the world, wherever you get your coffee and donuts from, because I bet it's at a similar price as the one that we have here in North America, in Tim Hortons. It's also treating yourself to your favorite drink, you know, either like you can get a slushie or a latte, or, you know what I mean, or your favorite fruit juice or something. You can also go to the movies, you know, treat yourself to a small popcorn and a small drink and watch a movie that interests you. Also, or go to like a budget restaurant, you know, one of those where everything is like way under 20 bucks, and, you know, just literally get whatever you want, however many you want. And in that way, it has, it can kind of also like stimulate your brain to really that same, a similar extent to, if basically it can also stimulate your brain to experience as well that abundance mindset, in a way, of just getting whatever you want, however many you want. And in that way, you know, a similar feeling of dopamine also has a way of coming about. Another one, you know, if you're not there yet, if you're not feeling like you want to go on like this big excessive shopping spree, there are other ways to go shopping small time. You know, you can go to a budget mall, budget store, or even go thrift shopping, because that is very much in right now. You know, secondhand clothing is very much in right now, and it's very trendy, and some of the prices in thrift stores are very much affordable and also very much worth it, because sometimes like you can really find a steal where, I mean, like some of the brands that you find at thrift stores sometimes are brands that are usually very pricey to get at original price, but then at a thrift store it's only like $7 or $11 versus 50 bucks. So there you go. And then lastly, just like the free, literal free things that, you know, we all can do when it comes to playing hard. And that's walking in the park, you know, or spending a day at the beach if you are fortunate enough to live somewhere where there's a nearby beach. Also, I am jealous of you. Or even, you know, if you're not near a park, just literally like walking around your neighborhood is a very, very inexpensive way to play, to engage in play after you've worked so hard during the day. You know, at the end of the day, wait, I just said that twice, didn't I? Okay, basically, overall, all of these activities, all of these suggestions and ideas, you know, that I just spit out minutes ago throughout this episode, it's honestly just a way of either turning off your mind from thinking about work and then stressing about it, and it's also a way of redirecting your mind and your thoughts from thinking about, you know, things other than work, and those things are things that will also give you pleasure at the same time. So I guess as a close, you know, the end of, why do I keep saying at the end of the day? Gosh. All in all, I hope y'all's like learned something from this episode about maintaining how much money you make or making more money, and how to maintain a really nice work ethic through playing hard. I hope y'all's learned that it is as vital, as important as working and working hard in general, because we really shouldn't spend all our time slaving away at work, quote unquote, right? Burnout sucks. Having a negative attitude, negative mindset at work sucks. And that's usually, you know, affected by burnout or just a really, really exhausted mind that needs to recharge. And yeah, I hope y'all's learned that positivity, right, optimism, really has a way of contributing and creating this type of energy inside us that really benefits how we do our jobs, how we conduct our careers, how we strive for success, and how that positive energy, that enthusiasm, that joy is usually found in mindful and intentional spending from the funds that we earn from our jobs and our careers, and how all in all, mixed together, meshed in, how overall it has a way of letting us achieve that perfect balance of work and play. Anyway, that was my close for today. I hope y'all liked the episode, and as always, thank you for listening to Outside the Litter Box. Bye-bye.